Good? All right. I don't get told that very often. I wanted to take a few minutes to brag about our God, to give glory to the Father. And also to give thanks for all of you. It wasn't too long ago that, you know, Pastor called me up here and anointed me, and many of you prayed for me, even though it turns out many of you didn't really know what was going on with me. I had cancer. They got rid of the cancer with my transplant. Yeah, praise the Lord for that. So after my initial transplant, my number started climbing to what they considered to be a safe level, and we got to go on with life. As time went on, what we found out was that my numbers were continually dropping back down till I got to the point where they said, hey, we need to look at doing another transplant. And that news was given to me right around the same time that you all prayed for me. And Lord, just have your way here for a few minutes. And let me speak your words. I had some test results this week. They did some labs and they did a scan of my body. We fully expected the scan to be clean because it was successful in removing the cancer, and that was clean. But last week, during service and communion, Pastor preached about the cleansing of the Holy Spirit. I know he preached about more than that, but I'm telling you how I was impacted by this preaching. And the Lord was really speaking to me. And then we got to communion with Barb, and she talked about making ourselves right with the Father, examining ourselves before communion, which I really do take seriously. Because I believe when we don't examine ourselves, we hold on to little things, whether it be sin or grudge, unforgiveness, sickness, anything that burdens us. When we have a chance to examine ourselves, he wants us to lay it down at the cross. So sitting over here last Sunday, I was doing that because I want the Lord to speak to me in the clearest fashion possible for me to understand. I don't want to have those things in the way. And I had my hand down and I was looking at the floor and I was telling him, I even want him to help me with the things I don't know that I did, but I'm sure I did. And the impression was undeniable. He said to me, Kenny. He didn't say Kenny though. He just impressed on me. Lay those cells down. And I'm like, Lord. So I went through the motions and really, in my mind, did it. I just laid them down and said, okay, Lord, if you really want them, I want you to have them. I want you to take them. There's something about me that sometimes when I pray to the Father about something and I continually keep praying, sometimes I feel like, wait, why do you keep asking him, Kenny? Because you know he's faithful and you know he's got this. But I can get stubborn like that. I forget that he just wants to hear us. He just wants to be in communication with us. Sometimes I forget that. And he let me know that Sunday, so I laid it down. Wednesday I had my scans and labs, and Thursday I went to the doctor. And for the first time, let me hold up a second. No. For the first time, my doctor walked into the office where my wife and I were sitting, and he was happy. And he was, if you understand the term, he was almost giddy, like he bounced into the room. And he's like, he said a lot of things, but what he said is, I don't have anything negative to say. And he's going through my labs, and he's like, I don't know how to explain this. And I said, wait. And I just told him the story about being in church Sunday and how the Lord told me to lay my cells down. And he said, whatever you're doing, keep doing it because your numbers turned up. My numbers have never turned up, never once. I'm not on any medication. They took me off of everything, and my numbers turned up. And Sunday, when this happened to me, I told Chris, I told my wife, and I told Pastor, the Lord's doing something. I can feel it. Something's going on. He had me do this. And that's what he did. You know, we all go through a lot of pain, and we all have a lot of struggles. But the most exciting thing for me is the purpose that God chooses through the pain or any part of our life, really. But for me lately, it's just been this sickness, right? After talking to my doctor, for about 15 minutes, he wasn't my doctor anymore. He was just a guy pouring out his heart in need of love and understanding and reassurance of who God is. He needed to know that God still moves, that God's still working. He talked about the struggles of being a doctor and all the things he sees. Now his heart was hurting, and God used that moment. His purpose was to relieve my doctor of that burden that he allowed me to relieve myself of Sunday. And I got to see the reality of it on Thursday. I want you to know that God is the God of yesterday and forever. But he's still writing stories. He's still doing miracles. I don't know what this means for me. I really don't. But that's not what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about how beautiful it is to walk with him into someone else's heart, mind, and spirit and see him relieve people of burden. And today I said, Lord, I just want to say what you want me to say. I want to brag about you. I want to tell people how much I love you and how much you've done for me. And today in my reading, he showed me two scriptures. And for me, it's pretty significant. There was a time when John the Baptist's disciples questioned why Jesus' disciples said they're not washing their hands, they're not following the customs, right? They were concerned about the procedures. But there came a day when John the Baptist said, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And in an instant, those two disciples with John the Baptist turned and followed Jesus. And my question is, how many of us have been trying to incorporate him into our life, to make him fit, to have this nice blend? Those disciples followed John the Baptist and met his needs and was with him all the time. And in an instant when they met Jesus, the Lamb of God, they turned from that life and began to follow him. In John, Jesus said, my disciples must follow me. They must be where I am. It's not about blending. If you turn to him, he will make everything else work out. The things we worry about, the things we're trying to keep together, the things we're trying to manipulate, he will do that for you. He loves you. Father, I thank you for these moments. I thank you for these brothers and sisters, and I pray, Lord, that they would have open hearts and minds to you, Lord, that you could have your way in all of us. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.
Thank you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Praise God, right? That's amazing. All the glory to God, all the time. So let's just pray and go home. Right? What else after that? All the glory to God. It's a great blessing to listen in to those testimonies, those great things that he's doing. He's still doing it. And I hope today also is going to be a great blessing talking about the scripture that we're going to share. And thank you, like always, God always first, to use Sue and to use also Kenny to confirm the message of today. Praise God. So let's go over and start a new series. Let's pray first. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time and moment. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for all the people that they are here today. Thank you for the visitors. We praise you. We worship you in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask you, God, to please be you speaking to the church, not me. I don't want to talk. I want you to talk to the church and ministry our hearts, including my heart and my mind, and help us to be more like you, like Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. So, once again, welcome to the visit. Appreciate that you guys are here today. It's a blessing to have you here today. We're going to start a new series. A new one. So today we're going to start a new series named Living Hope. The Living Hope. And I hope that God will continue using the scripture and the Holy Spirit to continue ministry our life and continue building that kind of relationship and kind of growth in him, so that way we can continue be more like Jesus Christ and be in accordance to his will and his purpose in our life. That's always the target on all this. So to open the series, I like to use the scripture or in 1 Peter 1, and that scripture is going to be the one that we're going to use for the whole series. And hopefully continuing developing from there a lot of good sermons from God to our life. 1 Peter 1, verse 3. It says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this, you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes, even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the result or the end result of your faith, the salvation of our souls." Amen. That's going to be the opening for this series and the one that we're going to use. And I want to start today talking about changing the lens. And when we're talking about changing the lens, we're kind of referring, let's start with the cameras. And right now, I just have it this morning. When we were adjusting the lens on the camera, Chris was blurry. So I don't know if it was you or if it was the lens. Okay. So the lens of the camera, it was showing some blurriness, and we have to adjust it. We have to change it. So so that way we can focus better, so that way we have a clear vision or a clear vision of the person that is going to be here talking. The same concept is going to be applicable for the cameras that you're taking photos. And people that know photography here, you guys know better than me, that we have to change the lenses sometimes depending on the environment, depending on the situation, depending on what is the end result that you want in your life. Because you might want to create a background blurry, or you want to do something else because the sun is over there and you want to adjust the lens. So there's so many things that you have to consider in order to change that lens. And those lenses, we are changing it in our life so that way we can have a better vision of what we want to see in our life. And sometimes, me including here, we tend to always looking different things in our life, and that's changing the focus or the lens of what we're supposed to start seeing in our spiritual life. Remember, the Bible mainly is happened literally, physically, it happened in the past, but also spiritually. And that's the goal over here, to change our spiritual life so that way we can be more like Jesus. And then when we change those lenses, it helps you and me to continue the path that he wants us to be. And it's a great blessing because also in our personal life, talking about your eyeglasses right now, right? Sorry, I'm not talking about you. I mean Jeanette, my wife. Everyone go through this situation, right? We're getting older. Take it easy. We're getting older. Okay, sorry. We get into that place that we cannot see maybe the same way that we were seeing before years ago or when we were younger. And now we have to change it to bifocals or maybe change it to a different one, a different eyeglasses. Otherwise, you will have troubles and problems to read or see anything, drive, anything in your life. Because depending on the vision that you're seeing is where you're going. If you don't have a vision, where are you going? You don't have any path. You don't have any place to see to go. So you have to fix those lenses. And unfortunately, again, in our life, we keep experiencing some changes. And those changes is affecting your lens. Changes, name it. Work. Now you are married. Now you have kids. Now you have grandkids. Now you are in church. You were not in church before. So there's changes in your life every single time. You are facing changes every day. Maybe you are in the same work, but you are experiencing a change because there's an environment that changed in that specific moment in that day. Or maybe a new worker, maybe a new friend. Every single day we're facing changes, situations, problems, circumstances. And the question that that God wants us to ask today to ourselves is, what is the lens that you are seeing things in your life today, at the moment? And the first point that I want to share with you guys today, because when we go to 1 Peter 1, 3, it's talking about that in his great mercy, he has given us new birth. In his mercy, he's giving you a new birth. And the first point that I want to share with you guys today is the past. Because some of us, let's be realistic, we're still looking into the past. Good or bad things, it doesn't matter. But they're still in the past. And that's creating something named nostalgia, right? Okay. And that nostalgia, or maybe that thing that you're looking in the past, good or bad, sometimes it changes your lens. Sometimes it's changing your focus. And I bring this here because sometimes we change the lens dark inside of a room because we're looking into the past. And that past, anyway, is good or bad, it doesn't matter. It's already in the past. We can't do too much. And I want you guys to consider some scriptures, some verses that is related to the past. And Going to, let's go to John. Hallelujah. John 1. John 1, 12. The scripture says, yet to all who did receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. But there's two things over here before to become a children of God, right? Number one, receive him. This is talking about Jesus Christ. And number two, to those who believe in his name. If you receive him, if you believe in his name, now you have the right to become a children of God, according to scripture. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God, spiritually, not naturally. That was the problem that Nicodemus had at that time with Jesus. And said, how we can go back? We're already older. We're talking about spiritually here. And I joke with my family and friends, something that it happened in my past life, good things, but it's already in the past. And it was that I grew up playing baseball. Where's Mike? Mike is not here. He's going to miss this one. I played baseball, second base. And then we were losing the game. Bases loaded. I was going into the batting, and then they just changed the pitcher. If you know the baseball, when they change the pitcher, you know, it's ready, fresh arm, and he's going to face this batter, which was me in that moment. Bases loaded. The first pitch, home run, grand slam. Great, amazing experience. But that's in the past. That's nostalgia. It doesn't matter anymore. Good, and that's fine. But the situation here is that we need to learn how we can forget the past to start living the moment. And I want to share with you guys Ecclesiastes, thank you, 7:10. 7:10, the Bible says, do not say, why were the old days better than this? Do not say, this is Solomon talking and saying, do not say, why were the old days better than this? For it is not wise to ask such question. God, using Solomon, he's telling us today, don't worry about that. It's in the old, it's in the past. Don't worry about it. Change the lens. Change that focus. Because you cannot do anything now anyway that's in the past, good or bad. You can't do anything. Now, what you're doing right now is the thing. That's the most important part. And that will help us to be more in line with Jesus Christ. More in line with his purpose. Ecclesiastes 3:15 says, whatever is has already been. And what will be has been before. And God will call the past to account. The same guy, inspired by God. Now he's telling you, it's already. It's not you or my responsibility to call the past to an account. It's his. Let it to him. Let's just focus. Put the lens of the moment right now. That's the one that it matters right now. That's the one that is going to be impacting your life and other people's life. That's the one that is giving you the strength and the faith to continue moving in believing in Jesus Christ. Ecclesiastes 5:20, it says, they seldom reflect on the days of their life because God keeps them occupied with gladness of heart. It's in the past, good or bad, done, over. And that's why Peter, writing the letter to all these people, saying, hey, we need to born again. We need to born again because why? A newborn, how he can talk about the past if he don't have a past? Yes or no? That's why the Bible says we need to be born again. Because the past, good or bad, is gone. Hallelujah. That's why he's saying newborn. But then in order to be a newborn, he say, do you receive Jesus Christ? Do you believe in his name? What is his name? Salvation, healer, a lot of different names. All the characteristics, personality from Jesus Christ is inside of that name. And if, when you believe in that name and you receive him, newborn, past, done. And that's why Peter, in continuation, he say, new birth into a living hope. That's the living hope. And when we're talking about hope, normally here on the earth, the hope it is, I wish you passed the exam. Or I hope you pass the exam. It's kind of like a desire, expectation that you are looking for. That's the hope that you and I have here on the earth. I hope I can pass this situation. I hope I can pass this problem. I hope that you be healed. I hope that you be stronger. I hope that you finally gonna get whatever, the car that you want, the house that you want. I hope. That's just here on the earth, the terminology of that. But what really God is trying to tell us in 1 Peter when he say living hope? Because when we learn about more about that scripture, he's talking about a hope that is right now in this moment alive, that you're living right now. And if you're living a hope right now, that means you're not expecting something that is coming or happening in the future. I hope that makes sense. And that's the second point that I want to share with you guys today, future. Because we tend to always look, and don't get me wrong, I know business, work, or life, or church, sometimes we're looking into the future, the goals that we have, the targets that we have. And that's fine. But it's right now, the moment that you are living, the steps that you are taking, the decisions that you are taking in this moment is the one that is going to be influencing that future. But if you start living the future and living in the past, you're not living the moment right now, which is in his presence. What's the scripture says? When we go to the scripture and we go to Matthew 6:34, it says, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. Jesus Christ talking. Do not worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble on its own. You have their own trouble. Don't worry about that. Let's not worry about the future. And something that God touched my heart through the scripture, and I'm going to share it with you guys soon, it is that when you're removing the hope of the earth, and I mean the hope terminology, meaning on the earth, and living the hope, the living hope from God, now you're not looking or expecting his coming or anything like that, because you're living it right now. You're living the eternal life right now. You're living right now because you have the assurance. And when you have the assurance that he's coming, when you have the assurance, now it's not a hope. You are assured that it's coming, it's happening. So you're removing that hope already. And now you're living it every single day. Praise God. Hallelujah. So when you guys are living in that type of mindset and I'm living that type of mindset, salvation, healing, strength, there's nothing in the world that is going to be bothering you. There's nothing in the world that is going to be discontrolling you or getting you out of line. There's nothing in your life that is going to move you. Because you already assured that he's coming. You already assured that he's going to heal some people, that he's going to do the miracles that he's going to do. That's assurance. That's conviction. That's not hope. Hallelujah. And that's the way that we need to live, the present, right now, this moment. And that's the last point that I want to share with you guys today, the present. Because that's the moment. That's the most important thing. We already said, okay, the past is in the past, good and bad, done. Let's move forward. The future, I'm not worried about the future. Jesus Christ told me, don't worry about that. Don't worry. Because you have the conviction already, the assurance that I'm going to bless you. You have the assurance already that I'm going to heal you. You have the assurance already that I'm coming again and I'm going to save the world. You already have the assurance, so that's out of the topic. We already have it inside of us. We have that conviction. Now, when you go to 2 Corinthians 4:16, it says, therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly, that's mean flesh, that mean outside, we are wasting away, yet inwardly, spiritually, inside of our hearts, inside of our mind, we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far awaits them all. So fix our eyes not on what is seen physically, but on what is unseen spiritually. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Don't worry about that, the physical stuff. Don't worry about the problems. And I know with the mindset of on the earth, it's difficult to comprehend that, but we can with Jesus Christ in our hearts. And just living the moment, living the present right now. 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. It's a new creation, it's a new birth, it's a newborn. We are newborn, new creation. And that's why we don't have a past. And you don't have a future yet because you're a little baby. You're still growing and learning. Or you can, we can ask, what is her name? Evelyn. We can ask her right now, you know your future? She was like, I don't know. I'm worried about my moment right now. I'm enjoying this time right now. I'm just going through this situation right now. And that's what she's doing. And that's the mindset that God wants us to have in our life. Just worry about the moment. Just enjoy it right now. Have fun right now in this moment. That will help us to continue walking that path that he wants us to walk. This is really interesting. Lamentation 3:22. He says, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. And that's the blessing, to understand that our hope is in the moment right now. It is in this moment, it's not in the future. Our hope is already here, living in this time. And when we see 1 Peter 1:3, and he say, he in his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a new living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And that's the hope. That's why Jesus Christ says, take the cross every single day. Because that cross, the hope, is every single day. It's not just the hope for the future. That hope of the future, out of the picture. Because we are sure that he is already blessing us. He's already healing us. He already won. So that's why sometimes I don't understand, and this is including myself, that we tend to forget this, and then we start living, being affected by the world, being affected by the earth stuff. No, that's not supposed to touch us. It's supposed to live in victory every time. Hallelujah. And all those changes that we're facing every day, new situations, problems, car broke up, new co-worker, and then now it's maybe a different relationship over there, and maybe creating some uncomfortable feelings. Worry about the moment and just bless, carry the cross of God. That's the living hope. And that living hope will continue helping us to be straight and not move anything. Now, the hope that we also think about sometimes over here on the earth, according to Scripture, is temporary. It's not something that is going to last forever. It's not something really solid. In the scripture, when you think about what things can be something on the earth that we can say it's going to endure forever, and I'm trusting in that. According to scripture, there's nothing. Everything is temporary. Even your trials and my trials. It's not going to last forever. Hebrews 13:8. The scripture says, Jesus Christ is the same. As assurance, he's the same yesterday and today and forever. That's assurance. Hallelujah. He never changed. And because I never change, I'm going to hold in that hope, which is him. And I'm going to live it every day. My living hope. Hallelujah. And that's what God wants us to understand, to learn, and to continue moving forward in this believing. And that's why Peter sent this letter to these people over there, because they were going through different trials, different situations, different problems. They're being persecuted. And you and I, spiritual maybe, we are gracious enough that we are living in this nation that we might be not feeling any persecution for believing in Jesus Christ. But there's other people out of the world, out there, that they are receiving some persecutions because of that. But we are blessed. Now, if we put this in a spiritual, we are being persecuted by the enemy of our souls. And we just need to trust in God and live in the hope daily. So that way, those persecutions from the enemy is not going to move you. It's not going to change your mind. Because you are solidifying that expectation of living the grace and the love of Jesus Christ in your life every day. And that's the living hope. The one that is not going to move you. To turn back to the old past things, or maybe to turn back to Jesus. Nothing will move you. You will be steady. Steadfast over there, and God will continue blessing our life. Praise God for his blessings. Praise God for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for this blessing. Thank you for this time. Thank you for the opportunity to be blessed by your scripture. Thank you because I know and learn and understand that we will change our lens in our life to continue living your hope. The hope that is really the one in the spirit, the one that is daily, not the hope looking the future, because the future, you already know what's going to happen, and we already know, and we trust in that. We have the confidence of that. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bless everyone here today. We bless every life, every needs. We worship you. We praise you, God. Abba, Father, thank you. Bless everyone here today in the name of Jesus Christ. Please, God, touch the hearts, touch the minds. Holy Spirit, touch the mind, touch the hearts. We love you. We praise you. We worship you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Would you stand with us? Praise you, Jesus. We're going to worship the Lord and just to respond to that word. Holy Spirit, would you reveal more and more to us what it is to have that living hope on a daily basis, Lord God? Right now, in Jesus' name, we just ask that you minister to each person right now. Just ask him right now in this space. Lord, show me more. Show me more about this living hope. Show me more, Jesus. Show me more. We worship you. Let's sing together.
Feel something, if you have something between you and God that you want to come over and receive a prayer, or, you know, we are here to bless you. We're here to also pray for you, for your needs, or anything that you have. At the end of the service, you guys know that we always have people here in the corner to pray for you. But if you want to be in the presence of the Lord and worship him over here, you are free to do that anytime. So please, if you have something in your heart with the Lord right now and you feel that you want to come over, more than welcome. Hallelujah. We praise you, God. We worship you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the blessings of your presence. Thank you for the miracles that you're still doing in our lives. Thank you for everyone here. We declare blessings in the name of Jesus Christ over their life, their days, weeks, months. We declare your blessings. Father God, they are and we are on your hands. Protect us. Protect our minds, our hearts. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, touch our hearts. Take control of our life in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke any plans of the enemy. We remove any plans of the enemy. And we declare the enemy out of our life. Please, God, continue giving us the strength that we need to continue moving forward, to continue being steadfast and not moving to any other location. Just believing in your living hope, living it every single day. We worship you. We praise you. We love you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Church, like I say,